Hello, friends. This is Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought my co-host with me, Christina. Say hello.
Hello.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you like what you hear, as always, you can check out more by going to FrugalSnobs.com. You can check out all of our video content available on YouTube at YouTube.FrugalSnobs.com. You can check us out on social media at Facebook.com/FrugalSnobs or on Twitter at FrugalSnobs. And of course, you can catch this podcast on your podcatcher or podcasting network of choice. And if you have a smart speaker, feel free to ask it to play the Frugal Snobs podcast. As always, folks, be well, never pay retail. And now, on to the episode. Hey, everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. I brought Christina with me. Say hello.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 174 of the Frugal Snobs podcast. As we record this episode, today is Sunday, October 25th, 2020. We're getting close to Halloween.
Yes.
Or a COVID-impacted Halloween.
Trick or tweet.
Whatever. Right. Anybody hears any outside noise from today's episode as we record in the sprawling Frugal Snobs lair? It is because there are a number of birds outside, folks, the window, and they're making quite a bit of noise. So we apologize for Mother Nature's interruption of our audio dynamite.
Yes.
But we can't harass birds. It's also against the law. We believe there are people nearby that feed the birds, and unfortunately, we have to deal with the consequences, and we're hoping as we speak, and as I talk obnoxiously loud, that they'll actually go away.
Yes.
But if you hear any noise, folks, it's because of the birds.
Yes.
Also, have you ever seen the movie The Birds?
No.
That creepy movie. It's a Stephen King thing. You gotta watch it. It's really creepy. So, folks, if you do hear any chirping, it's because of birds. So, let's go ahead and get into it. The topic for this episode is liberty and justice.
Yes.
So,
appropriate right before the election.
Yes. So, we are literally, folks, literally under 2 weeks away from probably, I know it's been said 1,000 times, the biggest election in United States history.
And unfortunately, we won't have another podcast until after the election.
That's true. We might get censored.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, if you support communism and socialism, then this is not the show for you. And also, folks, any Democrats that listen to this show, we can agree to disagree with you. But at the same time, I just want to say we've dealt with Democrats recently and they're very obnoxious. I won't go into detail, but Christina, you got basically offended by some social media comments because people can't behave.
Because they're vulgar.
Yes. So we won't talk about it on the show, folks. It's a family show. And we got through. We also reported it to the social media entities involved and they did remove the comments, but they were rude. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. The birds are getting quiet.
Good.
So, by the way, folks, again, we're starting to see more fall here in the Nova area.
Finally.
Yes. It's going to be 52 degrees Fahrenheit for the high today.
And yes.
It is dreary. We are in October, and it is the gray months. So, we're getting into actual fall and then into winter. The time change happens next weekend.
Yes.
I'm excited about that. Getting an hour of sleep back.
Yes.
Which is good. All right, folks.
Then we vote.
Yeah.
But we already did.
Yes, we did. So that's right. We should go ahead and remind people out there. Folks, if you have not been deluged with propaganda, I'll say, from the respective parties at play here for the election. Pardon me, folks, dry air. But if you have not been deluged with propaganda, just remember to vote on election day if you don't vote early. We voted early. We'll talk about that. But make sure that the time change does not affect your voting. It shouldn't because,
yeah.
Again, polls are open usually 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time in your area on election day. So, let's go ahead and get into it. We'll talk about our savings at the grocery store recently, and then we'll get into our topic. We're not going to talk about the situation with Christina and social media and her inability to have the freedom to express even-keeled, level-headed, common-sense-based comments or wordings or thoughts.
Opinion.
And opinions on the election without getting yelled at by people, which... Before we get into the savings aspect, I'm just going to say one thing here. If your life is that screwed up that you feel good about yelling at other people who dare disagree with your least among us, no do anything, unmotivated, unambitious attitudes, then you know what? Shove it. Yeah, you heard me say it. Shove it. Because people like us that actually do something with our lives are fine. And just wanted to give an opinion. If you're that mad and that angry, get help. Get therapy.
You need a lot of it.
Get a counselor. Get whatever you need. But if you're going to have outbursts like that, okay, let me just be blunt here. There are countries in this world that for expressing opinions like that, you would be shot. They would take you out and they would shoot you. It's not a race thing. It's not a gender thing. It's a how dare you oppose the government thing. They will shoot you for those comments. Fair?
Yes.
All right. Because they're ignorant. They haven't been anywhere. They haven't done anything. They haven't traveled. They haven't done anything. They know how to react based on how their garbage lives and upbringing taught them to react. That's why they never became anything.
Exactly.
Because if you don't know how to act in society, you never will become anything. Anyway, moving on to the savings. I've had my rant. So, yes. All right. Savings at the grocery store. Since we know how to act in society, we go to the grocery store often and we try to help people. Again, imagine that.
Show people tips and tricks while I'm out.
You are a motivated self-starter who is ambitious versus being upset because of other people that aren't ambitious or motivated.
What, 5 books with a 6th one on the way?
Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Get off your butt. Pardon me for saying that, but get off your butt.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will never apologize, by the way, for anything. I'm not going to apologize to you because of your lack of capability. That's on you. Anyway, how dare you have more than I do? Oh, because I was rewarded for hard work, sacrifice, self-respect, self-reliance, and responsibility? Imagine that.
Oh, yeah.
So, back to our savings at the grocery store, since we are self-starters, etc. First, before we get into the savings, I just want to tell everybody, one of our items that we saved on recently was flavors of the Crush soft drink from Pepsi.
Yes.
And these are 20-ounce bottles. We found them at a local grocery store chain. I think the flavors available were Orange Crush, Grape Crush, and Sour Patch Kid.
Yes.
Crush. Now, folks, I tried the Sour Patch flavor. Stick around for the audio review of that at the tail end of this episode, please. I'd appreciate it. I think the Frugal Snobs, in general, we both appreciate it. But we did not deem this review worth a review in terms of video content.
No, not worth it.
It was not. Folks, just stick around for the review. Try at your own risk, okay? That's all I'm going to say. But stick around. It definitely was not something that sat well with me. I did not feel well after the sampling. I took one for the team, as Christina mentions on the review.
Yeah.
But not a fan. So, at any rate, again, other savings. We have not picked these up yet. We're going to be doing it hopefully soon. We may or may not decide to do it. But the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Yes.
We need to pick those up. We have a couple of those to pick up. If we pick them up, folks, again, weather and time permitting, okay? Yeah. We will review them for the YouTube channel and all the other outlets for our video content. So please check those out and also subscribe if you haven't checked out all the video content from the Frugal Snobs. It does help us out. So also coming everyone's way, there will be some additional videos that are coming out. We've scheduled some video content, but the Mountain Dew Kickstart has been a savings that we're going to be picking up. The Crush has been a savings we're picking up. We've noticed a lot of energy drinks, folks, and a lot of soda.
Yeah.
Or soft drinks, I should say. Again, we're in the Mid-Atlantic to Northeast here. Soda. We always say soda here. But you can call it whatever you want. Soft drinks, pop, soda.
Carbonated
soda
pop, beverage.
Carbonated beverage. That's very specific. A sweetened carbonated beverage. Whatever you call it, folks. We've noticed there's been a lot of promotion of soft drinks and of energy drinks recently.
Yes.
So I just want to point that out to everybody. That click you just heard, folks. I'm holding a couple pieces of paraphernalia in my hands, and I don't mean that in a negative way in terms of bad paraphernalia. I'm holding a pen and a cap in my hand, so if you heard a click sound, it's because they clack.
Didn't the one president use a paperclip?
Yes.
So,
yes.
There you go.
Yes, so it's just to have things that are available to me, so I always hold pens. Christina can vouch for that. I always hold pens. I don't know why.
I fight it for mine sometimes.
I'm holding one of your pens right now, but it's out of ink, so you screwed me on it. And yeah, I said screwed. Sorry, everybody, it's a family show, but still.
It won't explode in your mouth, then.
I'm not going to chew this pen. I don't chew these pens. I don't chew pens. What do you think I am? It's like those people that chew their glasses. You always see like one of the arms, you know?
Yeah.
Like right around the ear portion.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so we've noticed a lot of savings in the soda and energy drink area. We're going to bring some of those items to everybody via the outlets that we have for all the video content. So check that out. Are there anything else? I mean, we have had some probiotic savings recently that we're electing to pick up possibly. But really for us, I think a lot of the savings has come from coupons.
Yeah.
And from lower prices at certain store chains.
Yeah.
You know, we are really liking, and they're not a sponsor, Lidl's. LIDL, Littles, Lidl's. We really like the store.
Very economical.
The only negative to it, though, is that people are breaking things at our local Lidl's, which recently opened.
Yeah.
They broke the bread slicer. They broke one of the doors to one of the freezer, chillers. It's ridiculous.
And I was like, oh, hey, can you go get me a thing of milk?
Yeah, like a gallon of milk. Can you get me like a gallon of milk? Can you get me like a dozen eggs? It's It's like, you have to ask for eggs and milk now.
Yeah, because
people can't behave.
Yeah, exactly.
They either take their bratty kids, and yeah, I said it. If you have young children and they're brats, I said it. Your kids are brats. Bratty kids into the grocery store to kick and yell and scream. Which, by the way, if you have a screaming bratty kid, nobody wants to hear
it. Take it outside.
Exactly. Nobody wants to hear it. Whether it's in a grocery store or a restaurant or a shopping mall, if they still exist, nobody wants to hear it. Your kid is not special. It's like any other kid. Nobody wants to hear it.
No.
Especially if you're a single person or a couple without kids. So, I'll just say it. We don't want to hear it either.
No.
So, I'm not going to have my day or my time out and about ruined by someone's inability to parent their kids. So, and yes, that's a lot of people. I said it. You're bad parents out there if you do that. And yeah, I said it. People with screaming bratty kids, bad parents.
Yes.
If you don't like it, oh well. I will never apologize for stating what I think. But, I mean, out of the sevens, that's about it. I mean, nothing really spectacular. I mean, with the...
Jaffa cakes.
Did you just yawn on this show?
Yes.
You're tired. So I'm doing all the talking here. No, no. See, folks, you cannot see this, but Christina's putting her head on my shoulder because she's tired. What are you?
Tired. Yes. Because people around here don't know how to behave.
Yeah, we talked about social respect on the last episode, and it continues, folks. There are people in our area, and you have them in your area too, no matter where in the world you live. There are always going to be people that will always upset you. And we keep dealing with it, so we're tired once again. But we have a commitment to everyone.
Yes.
So, but again, Christina, your point, the Jaffa cakes. So, we love the Jaffa cakes. And I think we've reviewed the Jaffa cake cherry, I think.
Yes, and we're about to open up a new box, a new flavor.
Yes. Will we raspberry?
Raspberry or orange?
Raspberry?
We can do raspberry.
Raspberry?
Yes.
Raspberry?
Yes. Chocolate-covered raspberry with shortbread.
Yes, and folks, I do apologize for the coughing. It is a live show, but there's some dry air here. We have all the windows closed just to get a better sound quality. Again, the evil birds are still outside.
So, even though my clapping helped.
Yes, so I'm going to get to that here in a second once we get into the topic. But just for the savings, folks, I mean, we've been doing a really good job. We've been discovering some new things. We are using a lot of coupons for purchases based on amounts. So, for example, if you spend $30, you get $5 off, things like that.
Create your own savings.
Yes, we create our own sale that way, and we're also able to pick up things that we've needed for a while or things that we'd like to try using those savings dollars. So that $5 plus of savings, we use that as a means to either get a discount or we use it as a means to try new things.
Yes.
So, not bad, though, just trying to get through life, getting through the quote-unquote pandemic.
Even the second wave is coming.
This is all built on fear. It's all built on, and by the way, folks, I want to mention one thing. So, I was telling Christina about this past week. I had to deal with a person I work with, who is very, 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 very liberal. Obviously, we are not. And we were talking about COVID-19, and I said, you know, on November 4th, COVID's going to go away. And he's like, well, no, it's not. It's all a lie, right? That's all it is. It's all a lie. And I was like, well, okay. So he's like, well, what about the death rate from COVID? I'm like, okay, so. When it's very low, and he's like, "What do you mean? It's higher than the death rate from the flu this year." And I'm like, "No, no, 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 no! Don't give me that garbage. You need to compare apples to apples here. COVID-19, in terms of the size of the pandemic, should be compared to a pandemic of equal size.
Yes,
meaning the Spanish flu of 1918. Don't give me that garbage. Don't give me your selective fact of, well, I'll compare it to the flu this year because I know that it's going to be a higher death count. Well, of course it will, because you're comparing it to a pandemic of an equal size.
Yeah.
Okay? It's ridiculous. It's like, well, that's how I'll get you. I'm like, no, you're not going to catch me with that. Don't give me that garbage. Facts for facts. Okay? So facts for facts comparing to the Spanish flu of 1918, lower. And by the way, think about all those people, unfortunately, who were listed as COVID-based deaths that didn't die from COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay? So don't, folks, you can believe what you want. If you're gullible, if you're impressionable, then I have nothing more than the deepest condolences and sympathy for you. Because you've already had a hard enough time making it through your life not being able to think.
Yeah.
And this disproves it.
Yes.
Okay? It's like, how many of those people that you have supporting a certain candidate, how many of them have been out of work? How many of them have been divorced? How many of them are single parents who didn't have things work out? How many of them are the least among us who could not make good decisions in life? Look, folks, we all came from nothing. I mean, Christina, you came from rural Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I came from Western Maryland. We didn't come from much. We made a lot out of ourselves because we worked for it. And we're not going to apologize for that. We're not going to give you stuff for that.
No.
No way. Absolutely not. Sorry, folks. Dry air. Thank you. Christina's handed me my cup of coffee.
Yes.
So I'm sorry I'm coughing, folks. Again, dry air.
It's You've at least had caffeine today. Mm. I have not.
Mmm. Delicious coffee. Caffeine.
See?
Oh, I have to reach. Oh, sorry, folks. Table's in front of me. Folks, we're sitting, like, literally lounging on a couch. So yeah. Recording this podcast. So I have to keep reaching for the coffee table like it's further than I remembered. So
more energy, honey.
Yes, thank you. And by the way, I am still taking D3 supplements and it's helping for my energy levels and things like that too.
You are on speed sometimes when you take that.
First of all, I am not on speed. I do not promote the use of drugs on this podcast.
But it feels like you're on.
I am on an enhancement. A legal enhancement.
Yes.
So there we go. So, but folks, I am taking a D3 supplement. We are getting into the gray months. I do have low vitamin D levels. I've talked about it on the show before. I am very healthy, but I do need a little pick-me-up sometimes, and I am taking a D3 supplement. So, and we're getting into the gray months, so vitamin D is going to be hard to come by with all the cloudy days. So, but yeah, I mean, this whole thing is just, we're just trying to get through everything, get through the weird world we live in. So, we talked about the savings, little rants on COVID, had a little sip of coffee because my throat was getting clogged up. Can't breathe. Again, it's the weather. Let's go and get into our actual topic. And we also have an announcement for Christina. You have a show.
Yeah, a new one.
So we'll get to that at the end of the episode. So check out Christina wherever you can catch her this year. She's rare. She's like a unicorn.
Yes.
So, but I see her all the time. Ah, get your arm off me. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into the topic. So this kind of leads into some of the situations that we've been in over the past few days. So we really want to talk about a topic of liberty and justice, okay? So, Christina, you have some notes here. I would like to hit on the Amy Coney Barrett situation first.
Okay.
So if you want to mark that off your notes.
Votes tomorrow.
Yes, the confirmation will go through.
Yes.
Folks, I mean, if you're in the United States or even abroad in the English-speaking world, everybody, I mean, I don't want to offend people that are not in the English-speaking world, but let's say you're in the English-speaking world, I've noticed folks follow our political system very closely, and they do, right? I mean, the British know more about our politics than we know about theirs,
yes.
On average, right? So, to have the vote occur last week out of committee for Amy Coney Barrett, and to have Democrats boycott or protest
and sit on the steps,
that was ridiculous. It doesn't matter. They were going to lose the vote anyway. So the vote was confirmed at 12-0. Not 12-10, assuming every Democrat or dissenting member of the committee was going to vote against the voting out of committee. They didn't even count the votes at all.
Yeah, which was funny.
To nothing. And I do like Lindsey Graham's comment that they're not going to hijack the committee. It's like, no, we're going through a constitutional task.
Yes.
It is a task. The president, again, Article 2, folks, Section 4, Article 2, Sections 2 and 4, I should say. Read these sections of Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. It is clearly stated as part of the executive power.
Yes.
So, this is ridiculous. I mean, just hypocrisy.
Yes.
And I cannot wait for the confirmation. And she did an excellent job in the hearings.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say, I like her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's very excited.
And what's on your notepad?
That's awesome. It's a pad that with letterhead that says United States Senate on it. If anybody out there doesn't know what we're referring to, go back and watch some of the clips from the
hearings. Oh, that was funny.
They're awesome. We've all been sitting here looking at our notes. Can you tell us what you've been referring to for your notes? Can you hold your notepad, please? Notepad was blank. And can you tell us what's on your notepad? It's a notepad with letterhead that says United States Senate on it. Awesome. Awesome. Anyway, I mean, that's the first thing I want to talk about. We're looking forward to that tomorrow. So, getting another conservative justice on the court. Before they ruin it.
Yes.
Before
pack
they...
Pack the courts.
That's right. Let's pull an FDR, pack the courts. Let's go ahead and kill the United States for everything we can get out of it. Let's give away everything to everybody who never deserved it, and then we'll always want more, more, more. And then anybody that can't afford it will pay all the taxes for it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to pay the bill for you to collect a check. I had to work to get mine. Why don't you have to work to get yours?
How about the 85% tax?
Yes, you just keep 15 cents of every dollar you make, folks. You're going to have a much higher suicide count. And I'm sorry to sound grim, folks, but suicides are going to go up.
And the celebrities support these idiots.
Of course they do, because they have a link to China. If you're in film, guess where most of your money is made? Based on averages and based on audience size. China. Did you know that? There's a lot of revenue coming in from China. And if we become friends and buddies with China again, so they can influence our government and make it more socialist, communist, despotist, I can go on and on, and start to restrict our freedoms, then guess who gets to benefit the most out of this
China.
Relationship with China? All of our celebrities too. Yep. Yeah. So, folks, it's all so corrupt. It's horrible. I mean, look, I get that politicians are corrupt. I get that. I get the system is corrupt. I understand that. But the pure dishonesty is just so shocking to me. And it's funny because I hear Democrats say all the time, how can you support Donald Trump? How can you support him? You're an educated guy. And, like, why wouldn't I? He supports the party supports my ideals. Well, he's the face of the Republican. No, he is not, folks. Do not fall for that. He is not the face of the Republican Party. Nor is Joe Biden the face of the Democrat Party, even though he was, I think, coached to say that at the first debate. No, no. The party is bigger than a person.
Exactly.
And as I've said on this podcast before, people place too much
power,
emotion,
yes,
and vested emotion in the presidency. You should not be caring as much about that. You should be caring more about the full administration. Frankly, most of the power in this country is between two things, the Senate and the court. Because if you have control of the House, the Senate can block you, right? Senate has blocking power, okay? The court matters because the views of a given party are expressed through the decisions made by the judges on the court.
Yes.
So the two things you should really care a lot about are the Senate and the court outside the administrative state.
Yes.
But again, people took government in elementary school and then took a U.S. history class in high school, maybe a class or two in college, so they all think they're an expert because of one chapter they read somewhere. It's shocking to me just how little people are aware.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
At least we had civics.
Yes.
In high school.
Yes. And it's funny because during the Barrett hearings, one of the senators, one of the Republican senators, basically was giving a lesson on civics. It's like, folks, we need to go back to school. And for any eighth graders watching this, which I'm sure they are, let's go ahead and walk back to civics class. And it's surprising to me. Anyway, so the Barrett hearings are concluded. We're now moving on to the confirmation tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going to be tuning into C-SPAN for that. And folks, if you think my life is boring, I don't care. I enjoy this kind of stuff. And plus, I like to make liberals mad. It's fun. It's so fun because they... You can, in your life, you can govern yourself based on facts and reason, or you can govern yourself based on emotion and passion.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's ridiculous. And then when you focus on communism and socialism with them, they come back and say, well, that's not true. All we want to have is social medicine. That's socialism, idiot. Any component is socialism. And yes, I said the word idiot. You're an idiot if that's what you think. Well, we just want social medicine. We just want our safety net. That's socialism, guys.
It is.
It is. It's everyone's paying in so that everyone who never deserved it or paid in can get a piece of it. That is socialism. That is wealth redistribution.
Yes.
That is socialism. I am sorry. I am so sorry to say that. But it drives me nuts. Like, well, what do you think socialism is? I'm like, okay, let me articulate for you, based on the thinkers, what socialism is. And you can tell me from the three sentences in a high school class what socialism is. See, that's the difference. These people are not informed.
No, they're not.
Like, read, people. Read. You will always know that capitalism is better than socialism if you just read. Guys, I have a degree in economics. Magna cum laude graduate. Was going to go on to a PhD in economics. Don't you think I probably know the field very well?
Yeah.
Yes, you all need to read The Wealth of Nations, 1776, Adam Smith, Invisible Hand, Market Forces will always be better than a planned economy. Read. I beg you, read. Okay? Keynesian economics, not Keynesian, it's Keynesian, for God's sake. And everybody always mispronounces it, and they always try to sound smart. Like, you're a moron. It's Keynesian, not Keynesian. It's like people that say Rene Descartes. It's Descartes. Okay? People, stupid people who appear to try to seem relevant and knowledgeable. And these people are going to destroy this country.
Yes.
They're going to absolutely destroy the country. Folks, I got to calm down. I'm getting loud. But please read. Capitalism will always triumph over socialism. You know what? Let's talk about that very quickly. Why don't you ask the Soviet Union how that worked out? Why don't we ask China? Why don't we ask Venezuela? Why don't we ask Cuba? Why don't we ask even more moderate socialist countries like Sweden? Go ahead. Ask what their marginal tax rate is in Sweden. If you don't know what a marginal tax rate is, you should not have any opinion about socialism, because you don't have the basic tenets to even argue with. You talk to talk versus talk to express a point.
Exactly.
Is that fair?
You think you're talking educated, but you're actually talking stupid.
Yes. I would say the words articulately.
Yes.
But anyway. But even look at Canada.
Yeah.
Have you looked at Canada, folks?
Socialized medicine?
Yeah. Why don't you wait for 3 hours?
Yeah.
But even on simple things with taxes in Canada.
Yeah.
Even with conversion rates between the U.S. and Canadian dollar. You know what, folks? Why don't you go to like a Burger King or a McDonald's in Toronto? Buy yourself a meal. Look at the taxes on your receipt. And that alone will tell you what's going on. Well, there's only 40 million Canadians. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there are 40 million Canadians and over 300 million Americans? That alone should tell you a difference in the systems.
Yes.
People. Just people. Anyway, so, we talked about Barrett. I went on my rant.
How about your voting experience? We'll lighten up the mood.
So, Christina, you voted last weekend early.
Yes.
I voted yesterday early.
Yes, I scoped it out for you.
Yes. So, but what was funny about this, two things, okay? There's a very big difference at the polls that we could see yesterday, folks, between folks supporting the Trump-Pence campaign and folks supporting the Biden-Harris campaign.
Yes.
Okay? It was interesting. The Trump folks were quite funny. T-shirt, hat, table with information, very friendly, you know. We'll talk about the sign situation in a second. You know, but then the DNC people that were out, were especially the Democrat folks that
were out, bickering between themselves.
Yeah, they were, and they weren't in any kind of garb. They were rude to each other. And, you know, it got to a point where one woman was putting out a sign, I guess, in the wrong location.
She put a sign out in the wrong location, and someone else moved it.
And then she got all upset, right? And then they asked her about moving the sign, and then she had said something, and the other person that asked her to move the sign had actually get to the point of saying, please don't yell at me.
Yeah.
If people on your own team, you have to ask to not yell at you, how bitter are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump people were all laid back.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So, sign experience. This is funny, folks. So, at our polling place, locally, okay, you know, the volunteers for the giving campaigns can put out signs.
Yeah.
Right?
40 feet limit.
Respectable signs, right?
Yeah.
So, folks, these are like small signs, like yard signs, things like that. Right?
Oh, some of them are bigger.
Okay, well, signs in general.
Yes.
Okay? So, what's funny is, and once you put a sign in, it's bad form to move it. You can't move it.
Yeah.
Once the stakes are in the ground, you can't move it.
They're in the ground.
Yep. So, what we noticed yesterday, well, Christina, you noticed this, and you were laughing at it first, is that every time the Democrat volunteers would put down a Biden-Harris sign.
Yeah.
They would put their signs in.
Yeah.
The Trump people would wait. And then as soon as they were done, the Trump people would walk up very calmly and put the Trump-Pence sign right in front of the Biden-Harris sign.
Yep.
Can't move it. Can't touch it. That was funny. So, lesson in life. Delay gratify.
Yes.
And then when the Democrat volunteers were thinking, well, we'll show you, and they walk over to the table where the Trump folks had a table set up. By the way, Democrats had no representation like that at all. There was a Trump table. There was no Democrat table at our local polling place. They went to put a Biden-Harris sign right in front of the Trump table, and it wouldn't take into the ground. It kept falling over. It wouldn't go in, so they had to move it.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was funny.
Yeah.
So, folks, we voted early. Do your part. Very quick, just want to also promote keepamericaamerica.com. They are not a sponsor of this show. Just wanted to remind everyone to get out and vote.
Yes.
They'd like to get 1 million folks to go to their website by election day, so they still have some time.
And all they do is ask, take someone to vote.
Yep. Take someone to the polls. Make sure you make the commitment. Sign up so you can pledge. Christina and I both have done so, but we want everyone else to do so. We also tweeted out about this as well, so using our social media out there. Also, we'll be putting that out on Frugal Snobs also and sharing. But please go to keepamericaamerica.com.
Yes.
So, got that out there. So we talked about the voting experience. I think I wrapped that up. Talked about the Barrett confirmation. What else we got? And we also talked about your bad experience on social media with certain people because they're ignorant. What else?
The rallies.
They're fun.
Oh, my gosh.
These things are funny. And, I mean, I got to be honest with you, folks. If you look at Donald Trump's energy.
Yeah.
His tenacity.
Yeah.
I mean, he's blowing Joe Biden away. I'm sorry. Maybe Joe's in the basement. But, I mean, I know everybody's going to get mad and get upset. Get mad at me. I honestly don't care. You're voting for something to benefit yourselves. I'm voting so that my family, generations of my family, will have a future. I know what I'm voting for, and I know what I'm voting against. You, being the opposition, know what you're voting against.
Yes.
And your voting is based on the hatred of a person. But what are you really voting for? Stuff we can't afford? Things that will bankrupt this country? In fact, every single one of you that's going to vote for the Biden-Harris ticket, if you have children, I want you to go to them today and say, you're going to be working retail when you're 25, and I'm sorry. But because of communism and socialism, everyone's going to have equal jobs. I'm sorry that I didn't think about that. And I'm sorry I didn't do better for you. I don't have to tell my kids that. One, I don't have them, and even if I did, I don't have to tell them that. I would tell my kids something different. I would tell my kids, you can be anything you want to be. I promise you that. If you work hard and if you focus, you can be anything you want. And no one should give you anything. You should work hard for everything you have. That's all I'm going to say. You aren't entitled to anything. You're not entitled to respect. You earn it. That's what I would tell my kids.
Yes.
But I'm not anybody else out there. So get mad if you want. And I'll tell you this, after what we went through the past couple of days and what we saw and what we were dealing with after we voted, etc. If you want to get in my face over something, I will give you all the fights you can handle.
Especially with what I went through?
I'm intelligent. And no, it's not because I think I'm intelligent. I have things to prove it. I have degrees to prove it. I have life experience to prove it. I have knowledge to prove it. I read. I think. And I think before I run my mouth. And that's the biggest difference. So if you want to bring the fight, I will give it to you. I will debate you on everything from the Constitution. I will debate you on everything from the Constitution to the judicial process to how government actually works and how it doesn't work. I will debate you on the situation with the administrative state and the regulatory state. Because people have said, oh, well, Congress does all this. No, they don't. Congress is not really a legislative body anymore. Everything is done by the administrative state. So, I mean, if you want to bring the fight, I'll give you all the fights you can handle. But for someone to blow up in an ignorant way, which we've seen the past couple of days, upsets us. And I don't think it really upsets us. I think it disappoints us.
Yeah.
Like, do you really have to talk that way? Do you really? I mean, is that what life taught you?
To bully people?
And you're going to try to blame me for your misfortune? Blame your parents. Blame your grandparents. Blame your environment, but don't you dare come blame me because of my race or my gender or my beliefs. I will never apologize to you for basically having a family that cared about me, that respected me, and look at how I turned out. And I'm not going to apologize for turning out better than you. I'm going to feel disappointed in you because you didn't believe in yourself. See, responsibility,
yeah,
self-reliance, self-esteem, confidence. You know, I'm tired of all these people. They are what make America a disappointment.
Yeah.
They aren't what makes America great. And you know what? For those of you out there that say that we didn't build America and America's horrible, nope. Disagree completely. If you hate this country so much, why did you run to come here?
Yeah.
To destroy it? No. If you don't like it, you are more than welcome to go back to your countries of origin or your family's country of origin. And I'll tell you this, good luck. See how far you get. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're so proud. Go ahead. They won't.
Exactly.
They'll stay here. They'll suckle off the system. and then complain about how they don't get enough handed to them.
Exactly.
As entitlements. You're not entitled to anything. Self-reliance, self-esteem, confidence, and working hard. That will get you ahead. And I will never, ever apologize for how I feel. You don't like it? Deal with it. Come get you some if you want it, because I got all you can handle, trust me. Anyway, so, what else you got on our list? I'm all fired up now.
You basically hit everything.
Good! I'm glad I did.
Didn't even have to prompt it.
Good. I don't need a teleprompter. I'm not Joe Biden. folks, I mean, if we make you mad, we're not trying to make you mad.
We're trying to make you think.
Yeah. Because the problem is that a lot of people don't think. And what we've been through the past couple of days with people lashing out, they want you so much to respond with equal vulgarity, with equal anger. And when you don't, that makes them more mad.
Yeah.
Because they can't control their anger. And that's why they are where they are. That's why people can't speak to others civilly, you know? That's why people can't speak articulately.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why. I mean, your environment shapes how society judges you.
Exactly.
And if you look like you should be in jail, no offense, what do you think other people think?
Yeah.
And, you know, I also don't believe in weaponizing race.
No.
And by the way, folks, anybody... So let me explain something really quick before we wrap it up here, and we'll talk about your show here in a second. You know, as part of this whole situation we've been through the past couple of days, I think somebody, and they're going to remain nameless, but I've heard this premise that someone putting out a political sign in their yard, you know, somebody driving by, let's say you're Caucasian, you see, you know, a political sign. And in some cases, when somebody else drives by who's not a Caucasian, for example, says, look at that and sees racist lives here. That is so provocative, because that is not true at all. That's what you think. That doesn't mean we all think that. And if you think someone's a racist, it's because you yourself have always been taught that you're a minority and that you are marginalized. We didn't do this to you as Caucasians. We didn't do it. Your environment and your families did that to you. And whether you like to believe that or not, they did. And the thing is, if you feel marginalized and unequal, it's because you have that feeling about yourself. We didn't all do this to you. We're not all responsible for it. That's like saying, and I'm sorry to use the example of the Holocaust, that's like all Jews hating all Germans now because of what a select, vast minority did to the ancestors of certain Jewish people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's like all Jews also saying, because these Germans did this to us, we are a marginalized people. We're oppressed. We're victimized. They don't do that. It's not about being a minority of any kind. It's about what you see in yourself as a person. And for example, for somebody saying, I, as an African-American male or female, who cares? We don't see African-American, Caucasian-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American. We see American.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the difference. You as a minority have chosen, if you do that, you have chosen to call out your minority status. Whereas people like us are like, I don't care if you're pink with purple polka dots.
Exactly.
What does it matter what you are? You've made it into something for yourself. We didn't marginalize you. You self-marginalized. And they don't want to hear that.
And that's where you put yourself at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. And if anybody treats you differently, it's because you've said something about it, not them.
Yeah.
You've made it an issue and then tried to accuse the other person of making it an issue.
Yes.
I don't play that game.
No.
And people don't like that. Like, well, I didn't weaponize race. Yes, you did. You mentioned it. By the very mention of it, you weaponized it. See? But again, it's the, I as an African-American male, or I as an African-American female in this country have many challenges. No, you really don't. Those challenges you speak of, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying a portion of them you caused.
Yes.
And I know people are going to get mad. Get mad. That's fine. You've built your own anger, and you don't know how to handle it. And that's why you are where you are. Those who don't see race, don't see color, don't see gender, don't see socioeconomic status, they always make it further.
Yeah.
And I know people don't like Candace Owens, but look at Candace Owens.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Do you think she sees race, gender,
no.
color, socioeconomic status?
No.
No. But people will say bad things about her. No, this is not an issue of betraying one's race. It's not an issue of their gender. It's not an issue of this garbage. That's all just noise, right? It's all just noise. I mean, folks, we probably make folks mad because we're so vigilant and we're so... we self-empower.
Yeah.
Okay? If there's something we need to do, we talked about it the other day. We figured it out.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, how... Like this podcast. You think anybody gave us this podcast?
We built this
podcast. We had to build the podcast. We had to do everything. We had to find hosting. We had to do our own branding. We had to do our own social media campaigns. We had to do our own, again, contact management campaigns. We had to do the web work for it. We had to do all the content development. Christina does all the production. I mean, we don't have a producer. We do it ourselves. It's all grassroots, homegrown. And did we complain if we had a bad episode?
No.
No, we made the next episode better.
Exactly.
Did we complain when we only had like 5 or 6 listeners in the very beginning?
No.
No, we're like, awesome, we got 5 people.
Exactly.
5 people's better than nothing.
Yeah, I can relate the same to the books. Like, whenever it was like, hey, I was looking for you. It was like, awesome.
People were actually looking for you at a show.
Yeah.
It means a lot, everybody.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's the thing. Once you have that spark event in your life, you never look back.
No.
But for those of you that haven't had that spark event in your life, the only person you can really blame is you. You can't blame the man. You can't blame society. You can either choose to do something about it, or you can choose to do nothing. But either way, don't you dare come to other people and blame others for your lack of being. You control that.
Exactly.
And it is not about your race. It is not about your gender. It is not about your socioeconomic status. It's about what you see in yourself. And again, this is a very polarizing election. I get it. But I think some people have hijacked the election to act out. And I think that's wrong.
I agree.
So, I mean, folks, we probably upset some people with this podcast, but refute what we've said.
Yeah.
All we're asking you to do is be responsible. And I do feel that a certain political party is utilizing and is leveraging the doctrine of the least among us to provide a false hope to people that need hope.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell everybody out there, you've probably heard this saying, hope is never a strategy. I don't live my life on hope. I live my life on action. And not everything works out. We're not perfect. I'm not saying that we're the greatest people in the world. But what we do have is common sense, respect, motivation, and persistence. And if we have those things, you'll be just fine.
Yes.
No matter your political beliefs.
Yes.
So... All right, let's go ahead and get into your show, then we'll get out of here.
All right.
Whew. Ugh, I got fired up today.
Yes.
I'm sorry, folks, but...
Energy.
But we're impassioned
yes.
about this stuff. Stuff's important. I mean, this country's given us a lot of things, and we're not going to let people destroy it. You know? I don't mind also as liberals debating liberals civilly,
yeah.
but I've never been able to do that yet because they get upset.
Yeah.
They get upset. It's just like Ben Shapiro when he was approached by someone who said, how can you support a racist document like the Constitution? And his immediate response was, show me in the document where anything is of a racial intent. Show me. Where in the document does it state anything is of a racial intent? It doesn't. That was a great line. That was an awesome line. That was someone who's basically been suggestively coached to believe that the Constitution is racist.
And it's not.
And his immediate response was, no, I want you to show me in front of all of these people here where there is any racial intent in the Constitution as written. There isn't. So whoever told you that needs to stop telling you that. Because if you're embarrassed now, you're going to be embarrassed for the rest of your life. So, awesome.
Yes.
It doesn't. That was like the best line I've ever heard. Show me. It doesn't. And then he went through all the examples of why the Constitution is not written of racial intent.
Yes.
But don't tell them that because they'll run away. They'll try to punch you and you kick their head off.
Yeah.
With facts. Anyway, yes. Let's get to your show. Speaking of facts, we got
yes.
facts.
Yes.
So, heading into the holiday season, folks, once we get through the election.
Yes.
Christina, you're going to still move forward.
Yes.
So, you now have a signing.
Yes.
It is scheduled for, at this point, Small Business Saturday, November
yes.
28th in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania at Comics World.
Yes.
I think from 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Yes.
To 1 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern Time. Again, that's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania at Comics World. Again, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Comics World. Christina's going to be putting out some additional materials very soon.
Yes.
It'll be available for between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Small Business Saturday. That is November 28th, 2020.
Woohoo!
Yes. So,
I make my own shows.
That's right. You make your own fate. You don't wait for someone to give you anything.
No.
I want this because I don't have it. Well, here's an idea. Work for it.
Yeah.
There you go. Did anybody help you with that show to line that up?
No.
Did you reach out yourself? Did you make contacts yourself? Did you cultivate relationships?
Yes, I did.
And did you whine and moan and groan the whole time? No. So,
whiners. Did anyone hand me these books that I'm selling?
No, you wrote them. You wrote them. You designed all the art. You did all the messaging. You did the website. You did everything.
Even though I was told I could not do it all by myself.
Yeah, so what did you do? All by yourself.
Yes.
So deal with that, haters. So you do have a show. I mean, being all honest here, folks, November 28th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Comics World in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So, and folks, if you cannot get out due to shows where Christina might be because of COVID or just other restrictions, you can always grab Christina's merch and other items on Amazon.
Yes.
So books are available on Amazon in print and also ebook.
Yes.
Okay, so it helps out Christina. I mean, it helps us out. Again, folks, we're just very impassioned people. And also, you have Steel City coming up, maybe, on December 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yes.
Right?
And then the Washington football team plays the Steelers on the 6th.
The Redskins.
At Pittsburgh.
No. Redskins. Not the Washington football team. Deal with it, everybody. Redskins. And speaking of
the Redskins,
hoping without Dak Prescott, they can beat the Dallas Cowboys today. Oh, I'm hoping. I don't hope for much, folks. Actually, I hope for a lot. But hope is not a strategy, like I just said. So, again, I believe that the Washington football team will still have their hands full today.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens. I'm hoping they rebuild the team. But, Christina, you have a couple shows coming up. At least you were able to salvage some things this year.
Yes.
And the shows you have had, I mean, they've been few. There's been very few. Only the one in Chambersburg.
Yeah.
You did well.
Yes.
So, people get out, support local businesses. It's the only way we're going to help recovery.
Yes.
Right? It's not all through stimulus. You got to get out. And for those of you, by the way, that were getting unemployment stimulus checks or a boost in the arm and then spending that money on frivolous things, you're welcome. Thank you for stealing from all of us that pay into the system.
And I worked the whole time through it.
As
so did you.
As did I. Did we complain? Did we whine? Did we moan? Did we groan?
Nope.
We didn't. And we are fine today for it. So you have two shows basically at this point coming up later in the year.
Yep.
We're gonna do the best we can. We're gonna execute the best we can. We're gonna get through the Thanksgiving holiday with normal behavior. Yep. We're gonna have ourselves a really good meal, and we're gonna enjoy our time. Christmas is coming up as well in the holiday season, folks. Do not let COVID kill your holiday season. We need it. We need it at this point more than we ever have.
Yes.
So, all right. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Anything else you want to say?
No, we're good.
All right, folks. Go ahead and wrap this up. Be well. Never pay retail. We hope you enjoyed the Liberty and Justice episode of the Frugal Snobs podcast. If you would like to support us, please do check out support.frugalsnobs.com. If you visit, you'll easily be able to contribute to the effort for as little as 99 cents a month. Come on, folks. There's folks that spend more than that on a coffee every day. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, folks. Please do get out. If you have not done so already, get out and vote. Please get out and vote. I cannot stress, I'm sure you've heard the talking heads, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, any liberal talking heads on talk radio, talk about this. This election is very important. So please do get out and vote. We're not asking you or coaching you to vote for either candidate or set of candidates. Voting is the most important thing, no matter who you vote for. You know, again, as KeepAmericaAmerica.com says, do a lot, do a little, do your part.
Yes.
Right? And in this case, we're going to add to that. Do a lot. Do a little, do your part, but don't do just nothing.
Yes.
So, all right, folks, next time we speak to everybody, we're going to find out how happy or sad we're going to be, but knowing us, we'll work through it anyway.
Yeah.
So, all right, folks, happy voting. Let's get through the election, folks. We'll be with everybody in 2 weeks with episode 175. Be well, never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other. Hey everybody, Justin from FrugalSnobs.com. Brustin, they say hello.
Hello.
And we brought everyone the review of this next product, audio only, simply for the fact that we felt it did not deserve a video review. Now, I'm typically not critical on most soft drinks, particularly those offered by Coke or Pepsi or Dr. Pepper 7-Up. However, in terms of this next product from Dr. Pepper 7-Up, We felt this product just didn't live up to our standards.
Yes.
This is a very quick review for the Crush Sour Patch Kid berry flavor, I believe.
Yes.
So, before we get into the nutritional facts, folks, which are shocking, I'm just going to say that in terms of a snob rating, we gave this 0 stars.
Yeah, not this, even worth it.
Yes, this is probably the first, if not one of the few products that we've given a 0-star snob rating to. I was not impressed with this product whatsoever. I'm not trying to sound negative.
You took a bullet for the team because I did not try it.
I did take one for the team, and because it was a free item. Now, we always review free items, folks, but this thing just, it did not make me feel well. But I'm going to let Christina go into the nutritional facts, and then I'll explain my take on it, the taste, the flavor profile, how I felt, and also a casualty of my dentals. And we'll get into that here in a second. So, nutritional facts on this thing. By the way, 120-ounce bottle, by the way, folks.
And that's exactly how I was going to start this.
Okay.
Berry soda, artificially flavored. 290 calories per bottle. That is over 10 calories an ounce.
Yes, it is.
Protein, 0. Fat, 0. Carbs, 75 grams or 27% of your daily need. Now.
Sugar. How much sugar?
74 grams of sugar or 148% of your daily need.
That is, in a 120-ounce bottle, that is dangerous.
So, not even having a full bottle, you will meet your daily need of sugar intake.
The only redeeming quality is it has no caffeine.
Yeah.
I mean, folks...
Oh, and no juice.
Because of artificial flavors. I mean, folks, okay, so I'm just going to get into how it made me feel. Like Christina said, I took one for the team on this one. I have no real words for it. I have no real redeeming qualities of it. It literally made me sick to my stomach to try it. I'm not trying to, like I said, demean the other offerings from Dr. Pepper, 7-Up. Dr. Pepper's fine. Dr. Pepper's fine. 7-Up is, you know, a nice substitute for Sprite, I guess.
Regular Crush. Perfectly fine.
Orange yes. Crush is fine.
Grape Crush. Fine.
It's just in this case...
Sour Patch?
I couldn't do it, folks. I mean, I was already skeptical, but this just didn't happen for me. Trying it, I can tell you, do not consume this with food. It will completely change the flavor profile. It will basically make anything that you're eating immediately taste completely different. My stomach was upset after consuming it. Thanks to Christina actually looking at me, it turned my lips blue. It turned my teeth a light shade of blue.
Yeah. New definition of Bluetooth.
Yes, it is. And not in a very good way.
No.
It was not... I mean, and folks, you can laugh at that joke, it's fine, but this was not expected. It just did not make me feel good. And so...
Even the empty bottle, if you waft it under your nose, you can still smell the sugar in an empty bottle.
Yes, it just didn't work out for me, folks. So, again, this is the Crush Sour Patch Kid berry flavor. Consume at own risk. I'm giving this... I think we could agree we're giving this a... 0-star snob rating. Again, not trying to bash Dr. Pepper 7-Up, not trying to draw hate from anybody in the universe, but at the same time, I'm just telling you how I feel, and this product just did not do it for us. So, consume at own risk. Hope you enjoyed this audio review as well. As always, if you like what you hear, please do check out FrugalSnobs.com, check out the Frugal Snobs podcast. Also, check out all of our content on YouTube. That's where you'll probably be able to find the content in the easiest fashion with our channel. Subscribe wherever you enjoy the podcast or our content. If you'd like to support us, please go to support.frugalsnobs.com. Everything you need to know is there. Till we speak again, folks, be well, never pay retail. Take care of yourself and each other.